This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We talked last week about the inevitability that those annoying face masks would probably be coming back soon. And they're here. First, the announcement that all federal offices would require face masks whether you're vaccinated or not. Next up, Oregon. Yep, face masks will be required in all state buildings whether you're vaccinated or not. Now news from McDonald's Corporation that face masks will be required whether you're vaccinated or not. And so it begins. I note that at the start of the week, the COVID-19 hospitalizations were in excess of 300. Now remember, that was the governor's threshold to allow counties to get back to some semblance of normalcy. If hospitalizations went under 300, we were good to go. Watching the running average the past few days, I believe COVID hospitalizations are going to continue to rise well above that magic 300 threshold. So what will the governor do? A month or so ago, she relegated mask designations and other COVID protocols back to the counties. Will that last? I doubt it. She also said she had no intention of going back to a lockdown. Is that true? Color me suspicious on that one. So here we are in the midst of a blistering campaign to get everyone vaccinated against COVID. Our leaders are saying the only thing that will get us back to normal is for the vast majority of Americans to get the vaccine. Well, I mean, it makes sense. After all, that's how we defeated many horrible diseases in the past. But along comes Dr. Fauci. Yes, good old Dr. Doom. This is the same guy that changes his opinions more often than most people change their socks. He's now saying that even if you've been fully vaccinated, you need to wear a mask. Huh? Wasn't that the promise? Get vaccinated and you could forget wearing a mask ever again. But no, Dr. Lunkhead is now saying, well, even if you're vaccinated, you can still spread the disease. Of course, he couches all his observations with the fact he's just relying on the science. I would add relying on the science of BS to that statement. Why anyone is paying attention to this quack is beyond my comprehension. All this considered, really, the only way we're going to get out of this mess is for everyone to get vaccinated. There are many efforts underway to convince those that have not vaccinated to do so, and frankly, if we're going to return to any type of normalcy, that's going to have to be the case. It's safe, it works, and regardless of what Dr. Dimwit tells you today, or changes tomorrow, or maybe the next day, it does. I have no interest in going back to wearing that uncomfortable face mask, complete with nose running, glasses fogging, and just a plain pain in the fanny. It'd be nice if our leaders would get their information and recommendations straight and tell us exactly where we are. But then again, a lot of them can't tell you what the day of the week is. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.